The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County here in the show, A GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 and WGHQ. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement planning, or putting away for retirement. And of course, many of you are tuning in and saying, geez, how can I pay for retirement? Pensions are disappearing. Well, we have those answers for you. But right before we get into today's topic, like we do every Sunday morning, we try to get behind the numbers of the markets. Of course, I give you what the Dow did and the S&P 500. But we really want to give you analysis to really what's happening. You know, like the football reporter on the sideline, like Pam Oliver. She does a great job, Pam Oliver, probably one of the best in the business. And they tell you what's happening. Okay, this is coaches getting together over here, and there's an injury here. And you kind of say, wait, I was watching a game. Something else is going on? That's what we try to do. We try to dig into what's happening, not with just the numbers, not just the headlines. Try to give you some insight, just like Pam Oliver would on a sideline of a football game. So markets are very choppy, and really, money's not leaving the market, even though that feels like it some days. You look at your portfolio. By the way, years ago, people used to look at their portfolio once a year. Then you used to get quarterly statements, then once a month. And now, because of the internet, we get to look at our value every day. It's almost like, you know, looking at your value every day of your house. You really shouldn't do it, but people do. And you notice that there's been some days, wait, the Dow is higher and my investments are lower. What is going on? Well, you know, we've had a rotation, really. We had this, let's think about this. Last year, because of the pandemic, because of this hideous virus, we had the ultimate stay-at-home remote economy, and that benefited technology companies. I couldn't even get a camera, for that matter. It's hard to get hardware and software. Well, you actually get software, but hardware. You could see just so many people buying these things, and AI, artificial intelligence, robotics, cloud, so much more cloud computing. It really benefited the stay-at-home economy. And then early November, Pfizer announces a vaccination. I mean, seriously, that has to be one of the probably best news of the century so far, this early part of the century, that they actually have a vaccination. Of course, now hopefully many of you have your first or second one already. But really, you have to kind of, wow. And then a week later, Moderna said they had one. And money started rotating out of technology, the stay-at-home shares, okay, into other areas of the economy, broadening out, which is great. I mean, we want to get out of this pickle. We want to get out there and spend. And you started finding other companies, other industries doing better because, again, while the vaccination was announced, it took a number of months to get it out there, of course. But remember, the market's forward-looking. It's looking 6 months, 9 months down the road. So we've seen this great rotation. And we continue to see rotation out of the kind of market leaders into value, so to speak. Very interesting this week, too. Biden had his first press conference, though very controlled press conference. Unfortunately, there was no questions about the economy or about taxes or the infrastructure and those type of things. So next week, we'll hear more about infrastructure and higher taxes and so forth. And I kind of equate what's happening right now to like a Broadway play. Act one, so to speak, is stimulus, which is very positive for the markets, $1.9 trillion. A lot of money already in Americans' hands. I think 100 million checks went out already, said the president. And again, hopefully that money just doesn't sit in accounts and save. Hopefully people go out and buy it, Home Depot or Best Buy or Walmart, or, you know, do spending and get the velocity of money turning over. That's the intent of stimulating the economy and having such a big bill like that. So that's the first act. And then you have a little plot twist right before the end of Act 1, before you go into intermission, you know that. And then you get to have your Kit Kats and yuck, yuck, yuck. So right before, this is some type of plot. And now the plot twist for investors is higher taxes. What's going to go up? Corporate taxes, capital gains taxes, personal income taxes. And so that's going to be the Act 2, so to speak. The only thing that's kind of surprising a lot of people, that intermission, which, by the way, at the Broadway shows, usually 45 minutes, you get to go to the bathroom and lights start flashing, get to run back to your seat. Have you done that before? I did it all the time. But this intermission, though, so to speak, between Act 1 and Act 2, I thought, and most analysts thought, it would be months to be, you know, okay, so we passed infrastructure, I'm sorry, passed the stimulus bill in March, and maybe June, July, August, start tackling the infrastructure, higher taxes. No, this is happening next week. So the market's really dealing with a lot to try to figure which end is up. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances, heard every Sunday morning right here on WHUD 100.7, 92.5, and WGHQ. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. We had to tackle the markets first and what's going on there. So a lot of rotation. Last week, we spoke about interest rates going higher, offer more competition, bonds offering more competition to stocks. This week, they've been kind of mellow. They kind of stay in this 1.5 to 1.6 range. That's for the 10-year Treasury. Of course, the Suez Canal has been big news also. Oh my gosh, I mean, about 12 to 15% of the world's goods and products go from Europe to Asia, over there right off the coast of Cairo in Egypt. And again, and that's going to, we may start seeing some higher prices there. There's some disruptions. And again, on those containers and so forth, our energy type of supplies and so forth. So really just kind of messy. We're watching that as well. But that's not a headline story at the moment. But we do know that eventually, why we're getting the vaccinations. And the president said, 200 million vaccinations will be out there. That's an awful lot. And I hope we get out of this pickle. And we're going to have pent-up demand. We may even have a whiff of inflation, so much so the Fed Chair Powell mentioned it, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen mentioned that as well, that we could have a little whiff of inflation. They believe it's temporary. Let's hope so. But it only makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of pent-up demand. I hear from everybody every day. I want to go to Italy. I want to do this. I want to go to Cape Cod. I want to visit this. And I want to go here. I want to go there. We all want to get out of this pickle. And we may have a really interesting start. Goldman Sachs is pretty good at predicting things, and they have it for the GDP for this year, 2021, anywhere from 6% to 9%. Think about that, 6% to 9% GDP. We haven't seen anything like that. That's like getting shot out of a cannon and like a war ending, and this feels like a war. So again, investors have a lot of good things going for them at the moment. There is mostly, I would say more of a headwind. How should I say, a tailwind at this point. But the concern also is like Goldilocks. We want the economy to be strong, but not too hot. If it gets too hot and inflation starts raising its ugly head and we pay more in prices, then the Federal Reserve right behind will be increasing rates, and that would not be a good thing. So right after this message, we're going to get right into today's topic, the ABCs retirement planning. Talk about where you're going to go from 30,000 feet, which ways to make contributions, which investments to pick, all that and more right when we come back here on a GPS for Your Finances.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. We're heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County hearing the show, GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome one and all. Today's topic, ABCs of retirement planning. And right before we go into today's topic, you heard from my friend Mike Bennett offer a book, Not Your Father's Retirement, Not Your Mother's Retirement, Not Your Grandfather's Retirement, Great-Grandfather, Great-Grandmother. Things have changed. Pensions are disappearing. In those chapters, we do the best we can to try to get you back to what your parents or grandparents have and not your father's retirement. The first 20 callers right now will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. Grab a pen, a paper, a crayon, a pencil. Do you have number two pencil in your house? grab it right now. Here we go. Two hands on the wheel. If you're driving, we'll tell you how to get the book. But if you're home, grab a pen, paper. Here we go. 845-371-0101. The early bird gets the worm. And, you know, look, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you talk about stock market investing. Sometimes you talk about resources. Sometimes you talk about planning, legal, insurance, and today's topic, ABCs of retirement planning. It's all right there in that book for you. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, stay safe. When you get home to your favorite, you know, station, WHD.com and all the other stations, go to the lower right-hand corner and find how you can get the book for free right there. So I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next and the Health and Happiness Show from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. We're going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show and 5:15 on Andy Bale's show. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, National Business News. He'll give you the indexes with the Dow did, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley Business News, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. For all this information, we archive from my TV appearances. I had three this week, very busy. From the radio shows that you're listening to today, to our newsletters that are archived and sign up for a newsletter list. It's all consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? Well, I think it kind of breaks it down very, very, very easy is that we try to navigate. Think about GPS. Think about, again, people don't like the financial jargons we use in our business and beta coefficients and all these type of things. They want to know kind of simply, again, very sophisticated people that are tuning in, but they want to simplify it so they can understand it. So GPS has always resonated with me. I actually trademarked the concept and all our books are subtitled something about GPS. And that's today's topic, the ABC of retirement planning. One of the best things you can do for your retirement is a GPS-like process. And that is a goal, like know where you're going. I mean, think about your own GPS. I call mine Mindy. Again, before the pandemic, we'd go to weddings or special occasions and you plug in a destination and whoop, take a left-hand turn, take a right. And I always get rerouting. Have you got that? So same thing for financial planning. You need to know where you're going. So, okay, you know, gee, at age 65, I want $6,000 a month. By the way, that's a great start. That's like 95% there. At least you know where you want to go. Now you start thinking how you're going to get there. So I think the best thing one could do about the ABCs of retirement planning in today's topic is either through our, MahoneyGPS.com, or maybe the advisor you're working with already, or the brokerage firm you're working already, they must have some type of projection software. I can't say that enough, and it sounds like a broken record, but to kind of know where you are, where you're going, have that roadmap, and then everything else falls into place. Oh, should I buy this stock, or should I do this investment, or should I gift this to the grandchildren? All those kind of micro questions, though very important questions, really get covered when you have that 30,000 feet strategy. And that's really, I think, the number one thing one can do is actually take some time. And by the way, what a great time. Now, I know April 15th, now it's May 17th, so we get more time. But I believe every time around this year, we get the 1099s are sitting on our kitchen table. Raise your hand. Well, you don't have to raise your hand. Dining room table of all these paperwork sitting all over the place. But what a great time to look at it, organize it, see what you have, see where you're going, why you have those paperwork out. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Feels like spring. A little rain today. Okay, lots of rain today. Yesterday was a beautiful day, of course. I'll be with you every Sunday morning. And today's topic, the ABCs, retirement. And the first thing you do, I would say the letter A, is actually do a plan. Not just think about it. Researchers show 95% of Americans do not have a plan for retirement. And because you listen to the show, we want to make sure that you think about having a plan. Even if you take a yellow pad and pen and start scribbling, okay, let's see, at 65, I'd like to have $6,000 a month. I'll get $2,000 for Social Security. I have a small pension. Okay, maybe I'll put more money toward investments. And that's how the projections kind of go. And by the way, a lot of times people say to me, I can't contribute more than I'm contributing. And I get it. Look, there's a lot of hardships that are out there. A lot of changes have happened with the pandemic. Even before the pandemic, a lot of challenges that are out there. But if you don't have a pension, this will be your pension. And the best way, I believe, is investing in your company's 401k plan, for-profit company, 403b plan, if you work for a municipality or a hospital, which usually don't match and so forth. But a little bit at a time, and just, pay yourself first. And people say to me, yeah, I'm stuck at 3%. Okay, I get it. And then my challenge then to you is, where else can you do some trimmings? Look through your expenses. Look, I know everything's online these days, your credit card statements and so forth. I like to print them off. In fact, every time someone says go paperless, I'm like, I want paper. I'm sorry, knocks a tree down. But you know, when I get that paper, I actually take a yellow highlighter and start looking at some things here. What is this? What is that? Usually, by the way, we end up ordering it and it was supposed to be on there. But my point is, you'll go through that exercise with a yellow highlighter, is what I like to say, and find areas of expenses that you're using on a recurring basis. That is every month. Look, companies love your reoccurring revenue, so to speak, but we don't like reoccurring expenses. Again, if you're using it, let's say you're going to health club and getting great results from that, believe me, that's the best investment you can make. But what if you have three on there? Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. What if you really sat down and looked through all your expenses and crossed things out that you're not using? Again, things you're using, hold on to them, of course, but things that you're not using, with that extra money, that those extra findings, you can then bump up your contribution. Fair? Is that cool? So again, you're at 3%, you say, I can't really do it. Take that time, look at your expenses, take the highlighter, knock a couple things off, and maybe you'll be able to increase to 4 or 5%. We'll be right back with the GPS for your finances.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on WHUD 100.7. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County. Here in the show, a GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome one and all to today's topic, the ABCs of retirement planning. And probably the best thing I can do for your ABCs retirement planning is, you heard my friend Mike Bennett offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's all about retirement planning. It's all the ABCs right there. And the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the first 20 callers right now will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, different topics. Today's topic is squarely what the book's about, retirement planning, what your father had, a grandfather, mom, grandma had, pensions, healthcare, all kinds of great things. And if you don't have those, well, in the chapters, we try to rebuild those for you. So here we go. First 20 callers, we'll get that book for free. 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Don't worry about it. I'll definitely be here. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, wise, the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday morning around 8:25, right after the famous Mike and Casey, and I do mean the Mike and Casey Show, the most famous show that there is, as far as I'm concerned. And at 5:15, the Andy Bales Show coming back. Bill Kugel, national business news he'll give you, the indexes, Dow, S&P, the local business news, Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. And we archive all this. My TV segment's been busy this past week, 3 segments on national TV. All the radio shows are archived right there, so if you missed it, right there, the topics, click on it, boom, you can listen to us. A lot of information about the markets, what's happening in our newsletters, which are archived right there. And you could also get the newsletter for free by just signing in, putting your email address, boom, press send, and off we go. So MahoneyGPS.com. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement planning. Right before the break, we talked about ways to increase your contributions. And people say, I can't. And in the real world, sometimes you can't. And listen, it's a balancing act. You got to live for now. You got to plan for tomorrow. It's not just all about save. I definitely I live here too, so to speak, that great commercial. But I do have found, I've found over the years of doing seminars and workshops and my books and so forth, talking about the concept that companies love your reoccurring revenue. And by the way, we love some companies that, you know, we don't mind them hitting our bank account every month because we use the service, you know, like Netflix. For some people, was it $12.99? You can watch pretty much any movie and binge and all those type of things. That's pretty good value if you get to use it. If you don't use it, that's different. And yet, when people go through their reoccurring expenses, that the reoccurring revenues that the companies like, you start going through and say, wow, there's $182 here a month I'm not using, or here's $42, or what is this charge, or what is this? And you start highlighting and realize you come up with a few hundred dollars a month, perhaps. And if you do, then you can raise your contribution. We were talking about that right before the break. Now, what most people do when they get into a plan, and again, this is before, let's say, computers, or again, you can go online and fill things out. But let's say you had a piece of paper in front of you, and here it is. You got to check off which funds to go into. Have you done that before? Mm-hmm. So then you go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay. So then next thing you have 14 different funds, and you send it into HR, and you don't look at it for 10 years, 20 years. Okay. We really need to monitor what's happening. There are times where funds are doing well and are regarded very high. Morningstar is an example. Is one service that's out there that ranks funds from 5-star rated to highest all the way down to 1-star. No, so what if you hit a bunch of boxes and you have a bunch of lowly funds that are 1- and 2-star rated and you haven't looked at it again? So here you are, you're making those contributions, working hard, working overtime, trying to find that balance of life. And the last time you looked at your allocations was 10 years ago. Okay, raise your hand. And again, some people are monitoring and so forth. But again, that's really important. So just think about that. That's what you did initially. You filled out a piece of paper. You did it online. Checked a bunch of funds. And off you went. Now you need to go back and kind of check. Morningstar is one of the services. There's others that are out there to make sure you're in the right funds for yourself. I've seen people, you know, in a money market for 20 years. Seriously, that's crazy. Again, by the way, we don't know for the next 20 years the market's going to go higher. Disclaimer, disclaimer. But that's crazy to have all your money in a money market when you had such a long-term horizon. Other times I feel people are getting close to retirement and they have 100% in stocks, and we know how volatile stocks can be, very volatile. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today, the ABCs of retirement planning. Now, nothing comes up with retirement planning. Is Roth or to Roth or not to Roth? That is the question. So Roth IRA, let's go through it. So right now, your 401k, 403b, you're putting money in. It comes out pre-tax. So let's say you made $60,000 a year. You put away $10,000 a year. God bless, that'd be great. That means actually, as far as the IRS is concerned, you only made $50,000. You're a winner right ahead. You made money right away. It grows tax deferred, but down the road when you retire, you'll have to take money out taxable. Right now, that's 72 years old. It used to be 70 and a half, where you had to take a required minimum distribution. Anyway, so fast forward. So that's what you have to kind of do with a retirement plan that you have at work, 401k, 403b. Now, what is a Roth? So Roth, basically, you put money into a Roth. And by the way, a lot of company plans have a Roth as well. And it's different. You don't get that tax write-off. So if you put I think limitation is $6,500. But let's say you put in $5,000, put $60,000, you make $60,000 a year, you put $5,000 into a Roth. Well, guess what? You don't get to write that off. But it grows tax deferred and comes out tax-free. And according to a lot of financial planners, including myself, if in fact you have a long-term horizon, you want to use the Roth even more so than the deductible 401k, 403b plan. So to Roth or not to Roth, that is the question. Depends on your situation. Check with your accountant what's right for you. But also, the longer time frame you have for retirement, generally speaking, the Roth would be the way to go. And by the way, I've seen a lot of people retire, the first act, so to speak, have a gap year. Remember, most people have gap years from high school, or kids have from high school to college or high school, whatever. And again, I've seen that. So wait a second, retirement planning, you're talking about working. I've seen a lot of people retire only to unretire, not because they need the money necessarily, but they enjoy being engaged and productive. And the reason why I bring this up for the ABCs of retirement planning, when you shut the door for retirement, I've had it with this company, I had it with the boss, or they're letting me go, it's time to pull the ripcord. And your new life, guess what? Maybe something you're passionate about first, and secondly about incomes. And so you could actually add that income to your retirement planning. Well, I enjoyed the time here on GPS for Your Finances. I'll be back next week. Until then, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.